Time to talk some rugby as we do each Tuesday with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How are we doing, mate?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Let's start with the local game. What's happening?
Yeah, fantastic weekend of rugby. Big derby, of course, as Maitland took on Singleton. But they'll be looking forward to a little bit more fun this weekend as we move into the round just before we have country championships in Tamworth next weekend for the Geelong weekend. And that has the Singleton Earthmoving Bulls taking on Wanderers out at God's Acre this Saturday. And the other games there in the Newcastle Senior Comp, Merthyr Carlton take on University at Townsend Oval, Southern Beaches take on Lake Macquarie, and of course Nelson Bay hosts the Maitland Blacks in the Pinnington Cup, or the Divisional. We've got the crew there for McGolvin. They're on the road to take on Madawi in a big day of rugby, which includes their ladies that play against Waratahs a little bit earlier there at Boyd Oval. We've also got the Griffins are on the road as well. And if that is enough, East take on University. So the Cook Hill Brown Snakes will be hosting the Griffins there at Empire Park. So that'll be a bit of fun. Also, of course, when it comes to the Sandor Central North Rugby Premiership, big win on the weekend there against the Premiers, the Lorenz Gunnar Red Devils, 47-7. A little bit of rain as well. And also the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys got results as well. And Scone had a big loss to the Magugule Mori Weebolla Bulls. But we're just going to be patient with the Billmore Hotel Scone Brumbies Bear just for the fact they've got so many young players coming through. But their draw for this Saturday before the country champs has the Walker Rams hosting the Lorenz Gunnar Red Devils at Walker. We've got Tamworth Pirates taking on the Barrowville Quarter side. Inverell Highlanders take on the Billmore Hotel Scone Brumbies in a all-round 600-kilometre trip, which is to boggle the mind. at least Scone doesn't get to do it in the second round. And, of course, we've got the Magugule Mori Weebolla Bulls taking on the Crendale Lions, who had the bye last weekend. So all the details of that can be found through cnru.com.au.
Mate, Super Rugby, the Waratahs went down in a heartbreaker against Auckland, but they are still finals bound.
Yeah, the refs are punishing our scrums for being dominant. That's back-to-back weeks against Auckland. They somehow got away with collapsing the scrum at least on three occasions.
Kiwi refs,
yes. Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, it's interesting because two of them collapsed and the play of the game was able to play on, and another three were collapsed, and the Australian penalties get penalised. Hopefully we'll get a bit more of a fair go in the Harvey Norman Super Rugby Pacific semis this weekend. Of course, the Brumbies don't come in with great form, but Friday night, of course, we have a replay of the match last week as the Canterbury Crusaders take on the Westpac Queensland Reds. This game, of course, will be a 5 o'clock kickoff on Stan. Then Saturday afternoon, we've got our Waratahs taking on the Waikato Chiefs at 2 o'clock. Oh, I think the Waratahs will win this. It's a Saturday afternoon game. Hopefully it'll be a nice day for it.
Yep.
A month ago, the Waikato Chiefs were well beaten by the Brumbies. So they've got a great opportunity, the Waratahs, to have all that hard rugby, and they didn't play the Waikato Chiefs during the rounds. Of course, the game in the afternoon, on Saturday afternoon, is the game against the team that won 4 games in 15, the Otago Highlanders, taking on the best side there in the Auckland Blues. And it would not stun me if, in spite of themselves, the Otago Highlanders do a Crusaders and fall over the line and beat these guys. But you just never know. That'll be at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And the game that's on Gym Channel 82 is the Ray White ACT Brumbies taking on the Wellington Hurricanes. That'll be in Canberra.
One last very quick thing, and this is all we've got time for today.
Yep.
Fantastic performance by the men's seven-a-side team in an absolutely enthralling London final against the All Blacks.
Yeah, fantastic. Did a great job. Congratulations to big Johnny M. Of course, he switched jobs with Tim Walsh for the ladies. Ladies, of course, have cleaned up, helping themselves to another title there. And, yeah, great news also that the Bill Court Wallaroos play next Monday night there against the Black Ferns. That'll be on Stan, unfortunately. So it just one of those things now. We're looking forward to July, where we have the Commonwealth Games. And also we have, in September, we have the World Cup there in Cape Town. So Australian sides are in good form. Los Angeles in a month's time is going to be the last of the tour. We're 2 points behind the South Africans or the Blitzbocker. So if we can get past them in some shape or form, we'll win the series, and that'd be very unique for Australian rugby to bag the men's and the women's total there in the HSBC 7 series.
That would be an amazing result. And of course, Wixie will join us on the Sideline View this coming Saturday to talk more local rugby and rugby from around the world. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Pete.